Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So here's Frazier with the bases loaded, no one out in the second. Hit hard. They'll get one. They may get a triple play out of this. Now they got him caught between second and third. Can you believe this?
Out of the baseline.
Out of the baseline is called, and guess what? A triple play.
Yay!
Good to see Todd Frazier.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, Todd, for that one.
I know. I guess he was hoping to do something special in his home debut for the New York Yankees. And
he did.
He definitely did that.
Wasn't his fault, though.
Yes, it is. He hit the ball.
But we got a triple play. You don't see those too often.
That was an exciting thing.
Although we did not win. Reds lose, was it 4-2?
Yeah. They've won, yeah.
It was the Reds' first triple play since 1995 and the first against the Yankees since 2011.
How about that? You don't see that very often, that's for sure.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Doing good so far. I think. It's cold this morning. I stepped out of the house and I'm like, I think I need a scarf.
Was it?
I thought so. It
I
felt
had a jacket,
chilly at
yeah.
my house. It's only 62 or something like that with no humidity.
Well, so it is. Mm-hmm.
In July, which is weird. It's very odd, but Frank said it's going to warm up, so layers.
That's how disconnected I am. I couldn't even tell you what it feels like outside. I guess if it's, you know, oppressively hot, if it's especially muggy or something, I notice. Otherwise... I'm pretty tuned down in the morning. Oh, was it? Venus Williams fights back. Also, bad news for football players everywhere. And this Sunday, would you like to go to the church of Justin Bieber? So we've got the latest E! News coming up straight ahead with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. But let's begin this hour's E! News with Venus Williams.
Yeah, Venus, fighting back against that wrongful death lawsuit filed against her for that fatal accident last month. If you remember, she was driving and hit another car, and the male passenger in the car died. She filed a response in court saying that the 78-year-old Jerome Barson died because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. His court papers say, quote, injuries and or damages to the plaintiff was solely and or proximately caused by the unreasonable failure of the plaintiff to use an available and operational seatbelt at the time of the accident. But an attorney for the Barson says that data retrieved from that car proves he was wearing his seatbelt, and his as was his wife Linda, who was driving. Venus also claims the car wasn't adequately maintained and repaired, but their attorney says our client's vehicle is actually a brand new 2016 Hyundai, which the inspection papers can prove was in perfect working order. Okay. So it's not looking good for Venus Williams in court anyway.
Meanwhile, the American Medical Association put out a new study yesterday showing that a shocking 99%, or maybe not so shocking, 99% of donated NFL players' brains have CTE.
99%?
99%. Wow. That stands for, CET, by the way, stands for chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Encephalopathy.
And it's the degenerative brain disease that is linked to repeated blows to the head.
Oh, my goodness.
A neuropathologist examined the brains of 202 deceased football players, and of those, 111 played in the NFL, and of those 111... 110, all but one, were found to have CTE.
Wow.
And yes, only one of the brains had no signs of the disease. It is worth pointing out, however,
and that he was probably the kicker or the punter.
Right.
Or didn't play very often.
Yeah, it's worth pointing out that the families of these players specifically donated the brains to science because they suspected brain injury. So it's, you know, we're not talking about a completely random sample of NFL players here, but still 99% is pretty shocking, and it does raise concerns about the link between football and brain injury.
Well, what makes me, I mean, these are guys that played in the pros, so they played for a lot of years. I'm wondering if they were to do a study of high school football players, Or even right like, after they graduated.
Yeah. Like the kids, they start in when they're like 5 years old now.
The researchers say about 1,200 other NFL players have died since they started looking at the brains. And even if all of them were negative for CTE, if you include just the 110 that were, the minimum CTE prevalence would still be close to 9%, which is vastly higher than in the general population. And by the way, CTE is one of those things that can only be diagnosed after death with an autopsy. So even though the families may have seen some symptoms of brain damage, they wouldn't know if their loved one actually had it. CTE doesn't usually start showing up until years after the concussions and other blows to the head have stopped. And
that's
it can lead to all kinds of problems, including memory loss, confusion, depression, dementia. The brains in the study were from players as young as 23 years old. And as old as 89, and as you were asking, Jen, they're virtually from every position on the field, including quarterbacks, running backs, linemen, even place kickers and a punter were included in there. And they identified a lot of the players whose brains were used, and there are even some images of their brains. The player whose brain tested negative was one of the ones that they haven't been authorized to publicly identify. So we don't know his position.
But he's the lucky one.
If you only count the players who didn't play in the NFL, the CTE rate was 88%, 177 out of 202 brains.
I mean, what's so scary about that is, you know, a kid takes a pop, a really good pop. He has a concussion, and there's no way to tell how much damage that really, really did until later in life.
Right.
According to that. So it's too, I would love it if they would figure out, okay, that concussion was enough to knock you a little bit silly, and it will have lasting effects. You're done playing. You know, wouldn't that be nice? No such luck. Want to take a break before we get into the Biebs?
Let's do it. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Church of Justin Bieber.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 638. Sunny skies today. It'll be warmer and a tad more humid in the later part of the day. High of 88 right now, 62 at Cincinnati's Q102.
So Justin Bieber, we heard yesterday that there was a different reason for canceling the remainder of his tour other than exhaustion, which seems to be the number one reason when somebody cancels a tour or a show. He was quitting, the rumor was yesterday, to devote his time to starting his own church. Justin is a Christian. He's talked about how his faith keeps him grounded. And if that's the case, he could probably, you know, use all the religion he can get now and then. But he is not starting his own church.
Maybe
the paparazzi.
He's not starting.
No.
Like the name of his tour is Purpose. Maybe that ties into it.
Justin's Purpose Church. Paparazzi asked him about it. He denied it. But we do have another possible explanation, and this one is much more believable. Billboard is reporting that while the tour was successful, sales for the last leg were pretty soft. Just one of the 14 shows left was sold out. Almost all of them had 5,000 to 12,000 tickets available on the secondary market, often priced well below face value. It's not a good sign.
No.
Naturally, that makes it hard for him to sell any more tickets through the original ticket sales, like your Ticketmasters of the world, leaving large sections of the stadium that were unsold. So
I think there's a lot of people that would like to receive his holy sacrament.
And, I agree.
And I think I put money down that in the next 5 years, Justin Bieber will release some sort of spiritual album. And I'm being serious about that.
Now, do you think it's going to be straight up like Christian music, or you think it's going to be more, a little more gospel?
It'll be secular.
I think it'll be Justin Bieber-ish, but I think it'll be more like positive vibes. And it's not.
I'm thinking along the lines of Enya. I'm thinking, you know, him doing something very funky,
no
but
way.
It's not like poppy.
something kind of atmospheric.
Yes.
Gregorian.
Something like that. Maybe there'll be some chanting involved.
Oh, I don't know.
What was that? Enigma. Justin Bieber does Enigma. Dido. Yes. Could be Dido. Just what I imagine him doing, that kind of thing. I see it being much more subtle than, you know, I love Jesus Christ. You know, I can hear him doing something a little bit more.
Yeah. Justin Bieber-ish.
Artsy. I'm not finding the words I'm looking for this morning.
Atmosphere, mood, yes. Piece or something.
We know.
Come on. You know what I mean.
Something kind of new agey.
You know. Maybe.
Spacey. Something you could listen to when you're getting a massage.
There you go. Or maybe it'll be in Spanish.
In other E! News this morning... No matter what Maya Bialik does, from her PhD in neuroscience to her role in the biggest comedy on TV, The Big Bang Theory, the world will never forget that she was first our Blossom.
Blossom? Whoa. How many seasons was that show on the air?
It's not one I ever watched.
I don't know, but I used to love it. I mean, I did. I always thought Joey Lawrence was kind of dumb.
Cute.
But he was kind of dumb. But it was. I loved Blossom because she was, you know, not the perfect Barbie girl looking young person.
She's more relatable.
Yeah.
Joey Lawrence, who I've actually met in person, interviewed a couple of times. He's actually a pretty smart dude. Very
super nice. Very friendly.
Very nice. Listen to this. There may be a Blossom reunion. Joey Lawrence says that he and Maya talk frequently, and she is actually interested in doing some type of reunion with the show, and so is he, if they can, you know, find the right vehicle to make that happen. So we'll see. He said, we're trying to find the right way in, and once that happens, she and I are both in.
Right.
I don't know why he would want to go back and do that role, though, because he was, like, really dumb. You know, like, it didn't really...
What else has he got going on?
I don't know. But he was like this big, don't you remember? He was like the big, beefy airhead guy that was like, oh, I'm Joey. Like that.
Didn't he get his own show too? Wasn't there a spinoff?
There was for a short amount of time. But it was like he went to the beach or something like that. I can't remember, but.
I just remember he had that thick head of curly hair.
Yes, the mullet. It was like a big mullet.
Uh-huh. He doesn't have any hair now, does he?
He's bald.
Shaved it off.
Yeah.
At least he did on Dancing with the Stars, anyway.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.